Good Thursday to you, Squamish. We are almost at the long weekend and the Arctic outflow warning has passed. Today, Environment Canada says to expect it to be mainly sunny. The wind will be blowing from the north 20 km per hour, except 60 gusting to 80 over southern sections this morning. The wind will become light late this morning. We will see a high of 4°C, but with the wind chill, it will feel like minus 13°C this morning. Tonight, it will dip to minus 3°C, but with the wind chill it will feel like minus 8°C. Sunrise today is at 7:26 a.m. Sunset is at 5:28 p.m. Pool closure. Please note that the Brennan Park pool is closed for the foreseeable future, to address the facility's deck, which has been deemed a potential slip hazard. Reminder: there's an emergency preparedness test today in the Furry Creek area. A warm place to duck out of the cold with the current cold snap. The district is reminding locals that the following municipal buildings are available as warming centers: Squamish Public Library, right pointing arrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. right pointing arrow, Monday, Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. right pointing arrow, Sunday, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brennan Park Recreation Center, right pointing arrow, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. right pointing arrow, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. the 55 Activity Center, right pointing arrow, Monday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right pointing arrow, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. right pointing arrow, Saturday. Programs only, right pointing arrow, Sunday. Closed. For more information on how to prepare for cold weather, go to squamish.ca/extreme-cold.don/t-ski on the golf course. In a message that shouldn't have to be posted, the Squamish Valley Golf Club is asking locals not to skate, cross-country ski on the course. Obviously, doing this could damage the course. Signage has been installed. Staff will ask people disobeying the signs to leave the premises. Thank you for your understanding, reads the post. Winter tires, didn't forget. Since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the For Road Safety at Work site. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of four matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note: north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and Hat Creek Road for 100.6 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Also north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Hat Creek Road and the end of Highway 99 for 20.4 kilometers, 50 to 71 kilometers north of Lillooet. Moon phase: the moon is full. The moon's illumination is currently 99.02%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com, BC. Extremes: yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Cape St. James, Haida Gwaii, which saw a high of 6°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 3.7°C. The coldest spot in BC on February 12 was Puntsea Mountain, near Williams Lake, which dipped to minus 31.3°C. Seawater temp: according to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6°C. February average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.6°C, the minimum temperature is 5.4°C, and the maximum is 8.3°C. Avalanche forecast: according to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is low, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is: watch for wind slabs at upper elevations and in extreme terrain. Continue to verify conditions in your area and practice good travel habits. The snowpack is generally stable. It may be appropriate to step out into more complex terrain. Be careful with wind-loaded pockets, especially near ridge crests and rollovers. Be careful with sloughing in steep terrain, especially above cliffs and terrain traps. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's upcoming events that stood out to us. Feb. 14, there's Blood on the Clock Tower at Arrowwood Games, located at 38,157 2 Avenue, from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Reserving your ticket in advance is highly recommended for this event. Who needs candlelight when there's blood on the clock tower? Reads the listing. Also February 14th, there's something unique for Valentine's Day. Paint plus sip. Paint Your Partner is on at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38,005 Cleveland Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. While it's the perfect date night for couples, it doesn't have to be your partner. Bring your best friend, your galantini, or anyone you'd love to share a laugh and a glass of wine with, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. No parking. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side, 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side, Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent, no name road, entire street, no parking on east side, Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side, Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.gasprices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 184.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar. At 9001 Valley Dr. Gas in Whistler is 185.9 per liter at the co-op. Located at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton, you can fill up for 180.9 per liter at most stations. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Quesnel, where you can fill up for 155.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas at 914 Front Street.